Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that that's the sound that Brahms is trying to create. We talked earlier, in an earlier lecture today, about the fact that Brahms is an inveterate Hungarophile, and he just finds any opportunity he can to kind of leak these ideas into his music. And here's a marvelous case where he has, and unless we know what to listen for, it might just kind of pass us by. But there's no doubt that that's supposed to sound like a cembalom, and this is supposed to be a tarragato. And likewise, there's no doubt that this cadence theme and these shivering tremolos that accompany it is supposed to be evoking that same ethnic sound world. All right, let's listen to all of B now, starting with light, brilliant arpeggios in the solo violin giving way to, at measure 49, increasingly rapid rising falling scales in the solo violin create a silken gossamer effect, and then our cadence theme marching as it does towards the conclusion of this section, rising dotted rhythm, double stop solo violin octaves burst forth, and then what we didn't hear before at measure 73, when the tutti gets a hold of this baby. Oh yes, an exhilarating, teeth-rattling, rising-falling octave passage prepares the return of the rondo theme, and then we'll hear the beginning of the rondo theme, A prime. Let's jump in, B from the beginning. Cadence theme. All right, let's move on and examine phrase C. Phrase C is a very different place, and I mentioned before this is a kind of ethnic tour de force, a kind of around the world. All right, we've got this Hungarian-sounding music. At the end, we've got this so-called Turkish march, and now we're going to go into Vienna for a waltz tune, and this is really cute. I would read from your word scores first. The solo violin plays an engaging new theme in triple meter, much to the consternation and chagrin of the orchestra. Indeed, this is what will happen. Up to now, everything in this movement has been happening in groups of two. One, da 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 dun, two, ba da da bum, bun, two, oh, one, two, ba da da bun, two, ba da da one, two, ba da da one, one, two, ooh, one, two. The rondo theme and all of B was in what we call duple meter. If we had to count it, we'd be counting groups of two, duple, or four, or eight, and if we've had so much caffeine that we're vibrating like very small mice, we might be counting 16. But the point is we're counting groups of two. It is in phrase C that the violinist decides, you know, the composer is Viennese, what's more Viennese than a waltz? It's time to waltz a little bit. And so the violin starts playing a waltz theme. The violin only gets away with that for four measures, four groups of three, because the orchestra says, what are you, insane? Do you remember where you are? This is Hungary. We're back in duple. And then the orchestra insists on four measures of duple meter. Then at measure 128, the violin says, no, 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 you guys are too serious. Lighten up a little bit. And indeed, at 128, the solo violin blithely returns to the waltz theme and rather quickly infects the orchestra with waltz triple meter fever.